Amen. God bless. You know, about 6 weeks ago, we put a meeting on in Willenhall called Autism Awareness. I'm not sure how much you know about autism. We're all learning day by day about the effects that it can have. Amen. Not just on the children, but on the mothers and the fathers and the grandparents and the, you know, extended family. And having a son here myself, Jordan, who only 6 weeks ago, after 18 years, we were told after assessments and after more assessments that he might be borderline, he might be this, he might be Asperger's, he might be something else. We were told that he was definitely autistic. And that kind of thrown me a bit because I believed all my life that he never had it. He believed he never had it. But you know what? It just makes the work of God even more remarkable. Because as Jordan was a young boy, he was normal till he was 2 years old. And then we started to see some difficulties with him. The first thing was that he had no eye contact. And you couldn't pick him up to cuddle him or anything like that because he didn't want to know. He showed no emotion. He was non-verbal. He couldn't talk. And he couldn't walk till later on in life. And he was put in special school very early because we knew that there were issues. And when he came to 7 or 8 years old, I'm not sure, I don't know if it was 7 or 8 years old, we pulled in a convention just like this in Godstone. I'm not sure what year that was. Somebody might know. And we were coming to the end of the meeting. And it reminded me so much of this place tonight that there was so much mud there. So it was so nobody could get in, nobody could get out. So you had to be in the meeting. And we went, it was just coming to the end of the meeting. And Barbie was leading and just finishing. And he said, listen, I feel it on my heart tonight that if you've got anybody sick in your family, bring them forward. And a long story short, I brought Jordan forward and Barbie prayed with him. And that was that. Up until then, he never talked, he never spoke, he never did anything. And we took him back to the trailer the next morning. Jordan began to talk, a long story short. He began to sing, "This little light of mine, amen. I'm gonna let it shine." So tonight, amen, when we look at the world and what they say, amen, doctors, teachers, assessors, we need all these things where autism's concerned. Don't think that we can just come to church and everything just be okay. That isn't true. Our children need the best of help from the earliest age. But tonight, listen, I thank God that I did everything that I could from when he was young so I can look back now with a clear conscience and say, I've done everything for my child, but listen, God, he has done more. God did more in one night than a teacher could ever do in a lifetime. And I thank God for that tonight. But listen, tonight I want to just, not for the sake, this isn't to glorify anybody. This is to glorify God. God Almighty, amen. He is above all things. He's above all illnesses and sicknesses, everything. But for somebody who would never communicate, they said he'd never leave home, he said he'd never talk, he'd never understand, he'd never be verbal. Just want to show you what God can do. This is to glorify God. We're not here to entertain. That isn't what we do. We're here to glorify the name of the Lord and to give hope to those, amen, who are struggling at this time. Jordan, amen.